Hi, this is Rochelle Sparrow. Thank you all for joining this morning. We have a wonderful guest, Marcia McMahon, who has a Master's of Art and does wonderful spirit art on Princess Diana, whom she has channeled a book with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. But before we get started and really delve into the subject of Diana's mission, which is a huge one and a very important one for the United States right now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. What I am is a psychic trance channel. What that means is that I bring in balls of light in a trance state, which I unzip in my trance state, and the balls of light turn into words. The other thing that I do is I translate energies from a person's aura, and that helps them identify energies, more optimum energies, either for their emotional well-being or for their physical well-being. So what I'd like to do is answer a question from Benjamin Dorda, and he writes, "Dear Rochelle, please could you help me? I have a job. It is driving me crazy, but I can pay for my survival things, but I have to work too hard. I want to change it, but I don't know what to do or where to find another or what kind of job I want. I have a contract, and with this I can find a loan without having to have money and buy a little apartment. Okay, a lot of things are happening in my life, and I really want to make changes." Okay, let's see what spirit can help him with. Benjamin is incorrect, and making a decision feels like the energy is choice, and I'm getting many choices to focus on lack. Now I'm getting warmth energy. Let's see what the guides mean, and that he, too, has decision and decided. It feels like to go into some type of healing practice. Feels like massage, and more specifically, and that he too can practice and focus. It feels like his healing abilities and healing arts on all that he can do. And I'm also getting writing energy, and that his being has ability to write, and it feels like articles, and it feels like holistic magazines that help propose the energy shift in terms of working on lack towards abundance, so that in his process, and what they're giving me here is psychological process, thank you guys, he can define and move his energetic resources from lack to abundance. And of course, what they're saying here, audience, is that we all can make those choices in terms of how we're vibrating. And we can bring in that energy of abundance, because our process in terms of our own life is always one of bringing in the higher energies and bringing in that vibration to service in the best possible way that we can service ourselves. So let's see if they have anything else to say. Thank you, guys. In that, Benjamin's focus, so what they're giving me here is that his entire focus is on lack here, is not to be done in service to him. So they're saying, of course, it's no longer serving him to focus on lack. And we continue to suggest that he begin anew. Okay, all right. So they're going into some type of childhood issue, which I'm going to not delve into in a public arena, but let's see if we can just touch on the periphery here, in that he had desire, okay, thank you, to, it feels like there was, okay, thank you, it feels like there was some type of, okay, thank you, family member that held him back from being more successful than what he can be, and therefore we suggest that he continue to work on those, it feels like, false beliefs and ideas that no longer apply to his true success, which we see, of course, in Deem Possible. All right. And thank you so much, Benjamin, for sending in that question. I really appreciate your effort and courage and looking at how you are vibrating now. And speaking of vibrations, We have a wonderful guest, Marcia.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Marcia. I'm the channel for Diana.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell us about your process. Also, before we begin, tell us how people can get a hold of your website.
Yeah, I'll recite the website, and basically it's on the Angel Fire Network, and it's called Diana Speaks to the World, and here's the website, and this is how you can get a hold of the book. It's www.angelfire.com/mb2/Diana Speaks. And it's also on the login posted for the interview. But the title of the book is With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and it's available on Amazon and will shortly be available in New Age type bookstores with New Age distribution. So that's a little bit on how you can get a hold of the book.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell us about Diana. Tell us about, I think it's very interesting about how we as channels, we bring in this kind of information because, of course, it's not only for the good of the information in itself, but it's also for our better good as well, because I think it just dives into and helps broaden our own psychological processes. And it's interesting that you began to channel Diana, and it looks like through the book too that you channeled Jesus at times and also Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how that came about, that you started to channel Diana?
Well, sure. I had always been connected to spirit and had spirit messages prior to meeting, so-called, in parentheses, meeting Diana. But I read a book that was also a Diana channeled book by Rita Eide, E-I-D-E, who is a Norway channel for Diana. And it said in the book that you would connect to Diana on seven levels. And indeed I did. And I now know that I had shared a past life with Diana, and so much has come out from, you know, revelations in various sources of my book. You know, I know so much about her life on Earth, and I know so much about what she wants us as Americans to know in order to prevent a future terrorist attack. But getting back to the original connection, she came to me in meditation and prayer in 2001. May was the month. In my journaling, I wrote down, I would like you to be my ambassador for peace for your part of the world. And this was from Princess Diana. And I knew it was her. You know, spirit always makes themselves known. They always give you their name. And I felt her vibration around me. I was at that time teaching, working with children, and we did some Valentines that year, and I had a British shoebox with some hearts all over it. And, you know, it's just little symbols here and there that incrementally connected me to her vibration. And so eventually I was led into doing this work for peace on behalf of the great Lady Diana. And her messages are awesome and profound, and they're not something that I could have ever imagined that I would even have this task from spirit. And it's been an awesome task. She has an awesome task to educate us to what we need to do to create a new age of peace.
Yeah, and let's delve into that quite a bit here. The first question I have is, she's in the book, you describe her as working from the seventh dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And also your connection with the seventh dimension. Can you explain to the audience what that is and,
well, yeah,
and how that helps carry her message?
Well, it is a place of extremely high integrity. And going back when you mentioned the messages from Jesus and Mother Teresa, prior to channeling Diana, I always had messages in prayer. Now, whether these were from my higher source or whether they were from Jesus, I don't know. They don't make, to me, it doesn't matter a whole hill of beans, except that they were profound messages. So I had been doing this journaling, channeling for some time. But the seventh dimension is a place where the ascended masters go. And seven and above, you know, there are basically, I've been doing further reading, and I believe that there are actually 12 dimensions. And in the universe, there are 12 dimensions. So there are guides on higher and higher levels. And as you go toward the highest levels, I suppose those guides would be creator gods, Elohim, different aspects of the God mind. But Diana, when she transitioned to spirit, she died the same week as Mother Teresa, and she went to that dimension. And that is the dimension of the ascended masters. In the older traditions, it would be called the saints or whatever. And she is with Jesus and Mother, and she's on this very high level of service to mankind, but you have to be on a very selfless level, you know, to go there. And it's a vibrational level in heaven, but she interacts with all levels in heaven, it's my understanding, and she interacts with us as well. On the spirit plane, she's interacting with Earth, and she's spirit guide to various diplomats whom I've reached in emails with her message, etc. So I know an awful
lot about
it. So
they're aware of this.
Yeah, I've emailed this one, you know, diplomat who knew Diana very well in life, who was a top world leader, and he was most grateful for the information and actually took it and used it in a very transformative way to assist Israel and Palestine with a permanent solution of the Palestinian state. That is what Diana says will totally prevent another terrorist attack, and that message reached him. I'm not going to give out his name because I'm sure he wouldn't want people to think, you know, people get misconstrued ideas about psychic messages that they aren't correct. And everything I have from Diana is corroborated by many outside sources, most of them psychic, but a lot of them, a lot of them are worldly. People that have listened to this message too. And as she has said in my book, she has helpers on both sides, the spirit side and the earth side, to assist her in this magnificent project of peace that she has.
I think it is very interesting that the timeliness of her death with Mother Teresa. And it's also interesting what was going on in terms of her karmic contract. That she chose that way to leave. And also, there's something, of course, more beneficial to it in terms of her connecting her vibration to Mother Teresa and being on the other side and carrying out her mission. So I'd like to delve into that, if we could. I think that's very interesting.
Well, certainly. And, you know, I do have her words on her accident, and some of that is in the book, although she has not revealed all the details of the accident to me, and it hasn't been revealed to the world yet.
Because?
Well, I think because of her sons. I think that she has in mind certain other channels that she's been working with, whom I've only recently met. One is Andrew Russell Davis, who is all the way in either Sweden or Norway, and he's a fabulous voice channel for Diana, and he has more information about the truth, and she's asked him to reach her sons with the truth about the accident. But why she chose to leave the world stage at such a time, you know, her personal being did not want to leave. She was about to marry Dodi, and she confirms that, and I have some actual words in the book that I might be able to read. If you'd like me to go
Please
ahead
do.
And do that, which I think sheds some light here. I cannot come back as Diana, much as I wish I could, but it's important to know that this work I'm doing through my channels is verified and genuine to those who still doubt. In this, you must look within to your own inner guidance system to verify the message and the messenger my channel. For I can verify the truth of my channel here and now, but people must begin to use their own insight and inner guidance system to know the truth. They're not the tabloids, not the sensational news items, but the truth. The truth be told, the human race is so off track, and so few bother to get to know the actual truth of the person I was as Diana, and look mistakenly to the tabloids for answers. I will tell you a truth. Trust only a portion of what is considered news today. Trust the tabloids only a little, and the news commentators even less. Okay, and I wanted to read a little bit about what she was saying. I guess I was on some other, that is the message that I wanted to convey. She confirms here, she says, so many are focused on the things of the past, speaking of her accident, and there is little that can be done to rehabilitate the past, whether my life or the circumstances of my tragic death, which is the cause of so much speculation now. I, for one, must say that my letter was real and true, and we say bravo to Paul Burrell for bringing the truth to light. At the same time, we see the controversy it has created for the royal family and even my sons. In this, it is so tragic, really, was my intention that anyone should suffer as a result of that letter. So basically, she confirms that that letter that she wrote to her butler. Did you see that on the news, Rochelle?
I don't follow the news at all.
Oh, okay.
Just so you're aware of that.
Okay. Well, in 2003, the butler, her butler, Paul Burrell, came out with a very sensationalized book in which he printed preludes to the book in the England tabloids. And one of the letters that he printed was written in Diana's own handwriting, predicting her own death in a car vehicle that would be staged to look like an accident but would really be murder. And all the news commentators had it all over, and they said their hair was standing up. It was so truthful. So apparently Diana left a letter as a clue in the event that this tragic event was to happen. So I think she had some foreknowledge that there was going to be some kind of an accident.
Okay. What I'm really interested in is not so much delving into the details of the accident.
Right.
But I'm really interested in why spiritually the purpose of it. Like why die in a way?
Well, exactly.
That's going to cause all of this speculation
and
all of this information to be revealed. And also, of course, there's a larger purpose in the connection with Mother Teresa and that connection and that energy and also her mission and what she's doing now. So I'm just wondering, what is the bridge there? What ties that all together?
Oh, okay. Going back to Diana's accident, as I was saying, she was in love with Dodie. She was planning to marry. The accident happened. She had some intuitive knowledge, but she did not want to pass. But she was told by her guides, I assume, Jesus and others, when she got to the other side, that indeed it was her time. And I have that confirmed in letters that she's written to both her sons, that it was just unfortunately her time. But she had already physically begun the process of ascension before she passed.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something she knew on this side.
Right.
But because she did this marvelous work with the landmines, saving the dying children, the children that were maimed,
mm-hmm.
saving the AIDS victims, going to Bosnia, she did some work that was rather saintly, that was rather uplifting to all of humanity. And so she had already begun her ascension process, and the exit out, unfortunate as it may be, was spirit's way of ascending her. She ascended through death. Some of us will not ascend through death. We will ascend through other means. But that was her exit from, you know, stage right, stage left, to the next plane. Apparently, even this work, I believe now that I'm doing with her and Mother Teresa, was foreordained in some way, or that
right.
spirit.
That's
takes,
what I'm. That's yeah.
Spirit takes the accidents and the tragedies and transforms them through the use of the ascended masters and those higher energies, and totally transmutes the tragedy to a greater service to mankind. So Diana was already well on her path of great service and great light work, and she was ready to come up to the next level spiritually, and that is how that happened.
How do you feel about me reading the energy through this interview? Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, because one of the things that is, as you're talking, that's just coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
And with Diana's permission, of course. Let me just. Okay, thank you. And is that she wanted, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because sometimes the dark, of course, serves the light in terms of balance in all sorts of ways,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to us. But the controversy around her death actually keeps the interest alive in her messages and what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I see where that connection could be quite positive in terms of people still remaining connected to her, of keeping that connection with her, and also the connection of her messages now through spirit. And let's talk a little bit about that. So now she's on the other side. And what kind of work is she doing through your book? What is the main crux, do you think, of information?
The main crux of information that I now have from Diana is both somewhat personal, but it is more universal in that I do a weekly message. I set aside an hour or more of time, and I follow world affairs on a weekly basis because this is what she's choosing to intervene with. She is working with other ascended masters and guides on the other side and can see outcomes. She is very concerned about the loss of life and the war on terror, and she has diplomatic solutions, basically, that are piecemeal, bit mm-hmm. by bit, week by week, and that is what the book concerns itself with. And in for many years, this message, remember, was being forwarded to this one diplomat. So he was getting the information, and he was using it week by week by week. And he was using it in all world affairs. So Diana, because she was close friends with this man, was able to convey her thoughts and messages to him rather directly, rather instantaneously. And her thoughts, you know, as far out as any of this would sound to anybody that was in the so-called government normal realm, you know, this person was very appreciative of this information because she has also provided intelligence information, which I have forwarded anonymously, albeit to the U.S. government, about what the terrorists might be planning. So basically, she has a great wealth of knowledge on the other side. She has taken this cause up to, as she says, make peace amongst the nations and help the children who are always the victims of war. And she was never, of course, for the war in Iraq and always for diplomacy. And she has diplomatic solutions that, yes, will totally prevent a terrorist attack. And she feels that this knowledge is just not out there enough in time to totally prevent another one that may be on its way. And she also identifies key issues related to religious rhetoric, especially in the fundamentalist, Muslim terrorist camps. And I'm not talking about the Muslim faith in general. I'm talking about the extremism and how that is ruining the Muslim faith. And Dodi, of course, was a Muslim. It was actually her plan to marry Dodi, and it was, I think, in God's mind to have them marry and to have them be a force for peace on earth. But instead, the accident happened, and consequently, now she is working on this aspect of, you might say, international peace relations amongst different religions. You know, Diana is appreciative of the Muslim faith. She was herself a Christian. She says that it's also very important that Mother Teresa was a Catholic, and she felt that it was Spirit's intention to show that a Muslim, a Catholic, and a Christian could pass in 1 week, and this gets back to your original question.
Right.
And that these people could be mourned independently and collectively by the collective consciousness with the idea and intent that all three went to heaven. She confirms that she is with Dodi, and they are living in a small castle where they take care of some of the world's most neglected children. I imagine she's still working with AIDS babies and victims of disaster. As an ascended master, they adopt these babies out. So that's what she told me. And then Mother Teresa, of course, is still working on both sides, has been recently canonized, so we know that Mother Teresa is a voice to be trusted. Mother Teresa comes out very strong in support of Diana's mission and says that everyone should read the book and everyone should know what's going on. Because so much, as you know, Rochelle, with your wonderful book on JFK, so much of what the government is actually doing is contrary to what the people would like the government to be doing and contrary to what they tell the people is going on.
Right.
So there are many levels of truth that are to be revealed regarding Diana, both personal life, but mostly I think she would like in my work with her to let the people of Earth know what the solutions are, and they are very basic. It is like love your brother as yourself, accept differences amongst people, and learn to appreciate differences instead of going to war over them.
Right. You know, one of the interesting things that I really appreciate about the book is her message of peace and her repeated message of love people that are different from you. Love people that are different from you.
Exactly.
And that is such an incredible, important message because I get the messages. My messages more have to do with we have two choices right now. We could either continue on a trajected, and I say that trajected, because it's always our intent in terms of our mass on consciousness, in terms of what we create, in terms of creating a war, or we could, the other vision that I have is I see people act, which means I see a lot of people protesting, I see signs, I see people acting for our civil rights and to continue to act in that vein. And the good news is that we are actually turning a little bit more towards the action trajectory than we are towards the war.
I think that our governments would like to continue the wars because they're very profitable, and they'll say and give lip service to the idea that they don't want war while they're increasing it. But I think that, Diana's work is mainly a message
right.
to the people of the world.
Yeah,
and
she doesn't
not as
really...
much as to the world leaders. Now the world leader has heard it, but he's out of office. You know, so
which world you can't
mention? The world leader that received these messages on a weekly basis.
Okay, I think that's very cool that this particular individual was open, and it actually surprises me, and I'm real gratified to know that there are people out there that take these messages seriously.
Yes, and this was a person in the Bush administration who's a Republican, I might add, so that might be heartening for those of us that fear that administration. Even though this person is out of power, I know Diana tells me that he did a lot to educate his replacement. And so, therefore, this other person is now being made aware of the Diana messages, and occasionally I will send them on. But, you know, be that as it may, Diana has, in recent messages, asked that we as citizens of the world take the bull by the horns, more or less, like you're saying, and do what we can for world peace and not stand for our governments going in and creating more war. Because, yes, the Middle East is just a boiling point right now, and it's very likely that another disaster, such as going in on Iran or Israel and Iran having some kind of nuclear standoff, could happen. There's so many enemies there, and her message is so highly relevant, and I think especially to those who loved her in life and want to remember her, to know that she is in fact with Dodi and other Muslims, and she is with Jews, and she is with Catholics, and that all good people of good integrity go to heaven, and all of this religious rhetoric, which is dividing the entire world, she's asking for it to come to an end. She's asking the extremists to stop the suicide bombs. She's asking the people that, the religious righteousness, even in the Christian movements and in the extreme right of the Jewish fundamentalism that's in Israel. She's asking all of that to stop because it has to. We're sort of at a crossroads, and I think one of the reasons she's channeling these important political messages is because she wants people to understand that, you know, we can't adhere to these outdated notions that so-and-so has a biblical right to the entire Middle East, or that Allah would want innocent citizens killed for any reason, that we have to grow up and get our understanding of God right, and we can stay within the religion we are in if we so choose, but understand that no amount of religious fundamentalism or extremism is going to save our world. In fact, it's very close on the edge of killing our world. So all the manipulation and the power that goes into these religious practices and money and so on is fueling terror in some cases. So she's speaking out against that and asking people to wake up and realize that on the other side, all people of good intent are in heaven and there's nothing to fear. So if there's nothing to fear, why are we having all these wars and so on and all this religious hatred and prejudice? You know, you come across it every day. I'm sure people try to say that what you're doing is not God's work. I've had that persecution many times in former Christian churches that I used to be associated with, and you see sprinklings of that in my book. I've been heavily persecuted for my message. I'm right here in the Bible Belt of the Midwest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of those things.
Hello,
that
out
invariably
there.
Happens.
You know, the wonderful thing, though, is I really think that a lot of people are opening up as proof of the person that you're speaking of in government that is now open to these messages. So a lot of people are giving themselves permission to explore their own inner knowing. And you're right, it is about our own inner knowing, and it is about accepting ourselves internally, because of course we're projecting all those feelings externally about our own differences. Because once you get in touch with who you really are, it makes you a very unique person.
Yes, and I think
there's only
once,
one of you.
Yeah. So once we understand, you know, yes, I'm a channel, you're a channel, and we understand that we're working on the side of light, you know, we get more attack, I think, sometimes. But we can appreciate ourselves and know that all of it is pretty much dribble. But, you know, the standard media, you know, Diana has warned me that in time, this message will be known worldwide. And that many people, the people of the world, will love it. But she said there's certain people in the establishment that will hate this work, you know. So there's always...
Well, yeah, they will hate it, but they hate it because of, as you mentioned, their own fear about their own belief systems and about who they really are. And it's a projected defense against their own unique ability to be in touch with who they are and their own connection psychically to the source. So it is all about that awesome power that we have all inside of us and how we decide we're going to have that connection. And I think that a lot of people are just opening up again to their ability to understand and to know and to appreciate their own differences. So in that respect, what does Diana say about the connections that are happening with this type of information, and are people moving over towards acting to peace? Is that something, obviously she's working so hard to do in the book. Her mission is, of course, is to developing the protocol and the policies to create
peace. She wants people to be aware of this book and what she is asking people to do. You know, she points it out in her own very English, very charming way and says that you don't have to
so
lay
you can hear
in
her
front
accent.
Of a tank and you don't have to spill blood in order to do something for peace. And
okay,
she says,
so you just channeled that. Can you give people the name of your book and your website again, please?
Sure. It is called With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts by Marcia McMahon. And the subtitle is Messages from Heaven for a New Age of Peace. And it is available on my website, which is in the Angel Fire Network, www.angelfire.com/mb2/Diana Speaks. There's an underscore between Diana and Speaks. It's called Diana Speaks to the World. Excuse me, Speaks to the World. And she, you can type my name, Marcia McMahon, or Diana Speaks to the World, into a search engine if you can't quite get to the website, and it'll bring you there. It's also on Amazon, and it is orderable in small stores. So if you really want the book, you can also order it. I have it up for sale on my website, and it is $18, and that is, you know, it's a good deal because the book is all illustrated with my paintings of her, too. Thanks. So
wonderful. And
now,
you
were back on that.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention your paintings just for a second, too, because you have an extraordinary collection of paintings that have come through you, I imagine, that they're visions?
Some of them are visions, and some of them I work with some of the photographs of Diana, and I change them around as she wishes me to do.
Okay.
So, yes,
so those are also available for sale to people publicly. Okay, so back to my question, yes.
Yeah, now what was it we were discussing? The idea that people don't have to lie in front of a tank or spill blood in order to do something for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Her main theme throughout my book is that she's asking the readers of the book and everyone who reads these messages to please write congressmen as people may be frustrated with the idea of world peace and so on, but now because we're in this mode right now with the administration where all this stuff is yet to be revealed, and Jesus has told me that there would be more indictments and this kind of thing. So
yes, you know, as you were talking about that, the energy was just coming in, and I was thinking, wow, you know, all of this, what's happening right now, I don't follow the news that much, but I know that the indictments are occurring, and
well, there's only been one, but he confirms there will be another. But
yeah,
the main thing is not so much, you know, get the Bush administration. Certainly I'm not advocating anything like that, but I'm just saying that I have information that there will be more of this, and it will cause the people to want to take back their government.
That's exactly
correct. And that's where she's coming from. And she's asking people very politely in her wonderful English way to just simply write congressmen and senators and ask that more be done for the Palestinian state, because she has identified one key issue that even the scholars in America have missed, and that is this, that we have to help the Palestinians. They are helpless. They are being tortured. They are being killed daily by Israelis. Most of it doesn't get on the news. A lot of it is censored out. I am not vilifying the state of Israel. I respect their right to exist and want to see peace for Israel, too. But she has identified this issue that there must be peace between Israel and Palestine if there is even to be a new age. And it's so crucial that we as light workers become peace workers. And Mother Teresa has asked the same thing. She has said, ask people to read the book. She says, listen to Diana, listen to her words, and do something for peace before it is too late, she said, because everyone could do something for peace. And she says, and I ask it in Jesus' name, I pray. You know, so that's Mother giving her insight into the situation and asking that people listen to Diana, because she knows the people and the politics concerned, and she knows what needs to be done to create peace. And we can't just sit back and wait for the new age to arrive, those of us that believe it's coming, and a new era of peace. We have to create that new era of peace with more activism. So that's basically it. You're
right.
Exactly right on with that.
Yeah, that's exactly the messages that I've been getting as well.
Uh-huh.
So is there a connection? Right. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you guys. I'm channeling this and I'm feeling the energy as I'm talking to you.
Well, I can feel that you're bringing Diana in too, and I always feel Diana with me during these interviews.
You know? Ah, that's cool. That's great. In any event, yes, so the connection with the indictments is, of course, to let us know that we can be empowered. So that's our evidence right there that we do have influence. And as you mentioned, I do not believe that the Bush administration is something that needs to be vilified. I look at him and the administration that's occurring now as a neophyte, that somebody that is allowing us to come into our own in terms of our own power and our own choices in what we can do to create peace. So he's actually acting in a role that promotes our own growth and our own ability to make the higher and best choices for our own selves. So his existence, as I mentioned before, may be looking dark, but of course the dark serves our purpose in bringing in the light as well.
Well, I want to say that Diana confirms that these ideas that were given to this top diplomat were conveyed directly to Mr. Bush, and that he welcomed some of the ideas that
were
Diana.
Very cool.
He has no clue that this was coming from Diana, obviously, but she has confirmed that my channeled messages have actually changed the Bush administration for the good. So our prayers need to go toward the president and his staff, and we need, because he has rhetoric about peace in the Middle East, he has a lot of rhetoric about democracy, and he's right on about a lot of things. And a lot of these may not be his original ideas. Let's just put
well,
it that
that's,
way.
Well, that's fine. They don't have
Diana's
to be
his ideas. And he doesn't need to know that.
Right.
She said
that's
that
right.
And someday he would become aware of my books. But considering, you know, what you have in your book and what we know about, you know, some involvement with, you know, bad administration with weaponeers and the investment that they have had in the past with weapons in America, there is a lot of dark history there with that. So, you know, rather than go there, I think we need to hold fast to the idea that even Mr. Bush can be changed for the better to do light work. You know,
that's right.
He can be an instrument too, you know.
That's right. In terms of our influence and then what we can then proceed to echo back towards him.
Right. Because, you know, I mean, as much as different channels are giving information that will soon be a police state and that Bush wants to take everything over and all that, and I know many people that vilify him, and I won't stand for it. I will not allow that, because you can't just vilify a person and expect that that's going to get you anywhere. Diana says all that is in the past as far as going to war in Iraq, and we can't undo that. We can ask that stop immediately, that we take measures to have peacekeepers brought in. I mean, this is her idea, to bring the peacekeepers into Iraq and get our troops out of there.
That's right.
These ideas need to be heard at the top levels again. But
well, I don't think vilifying anybody or anything is going to help any of us.
No.
Either the Palestinians or the Israelites, because what happens is that, of course, we're all making this choice on a mass unconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
So we're rejecting an aspect of our own selves that makes this choice. How are we going to bridge that for healing?
Well, that's exactly it, and that was my point. And you said it precisely, and you're tuning into spirit the same way I am, and I commend you with your channeling abilities and your great insight. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't blame anyone. You have to think positive, and this is
right.
What Diana's saying. She's saying, take positive steps. She says, if you have a computer and a mind, send constant emails to your representatives and tell them what you don't like and praise them for what you want them to. You know, what you do like, and ask them to do more for the Palestinian state.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. I want to talk about, because she mentions that throughout her book quite a bit, about the Palestinian state and about forming that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to excuse me because I don't follow the news, so I have
That's
a naive
fine.
Perspective about this in the news. But from my understanding from her messages is that there needs to be a Palestinian state that belongs to them, that has their own borders, that is free from Israelite influence of any kind, that there is, and in that regard of forming that state, there automatically is peace, because that's what they're asking for and that's what they want.
Right. Well, even if you listen to the dark ones in this universe, like Bin Laden, you know, his big battle cry whenever they air a new tape of him is Palestine. So Diana is exactly right on the money when she says that the issue is Palestine. And so this is the core Muslim grievance, and it is a very deep one. These Palestinian people have had their land taken away from them. They've been shoved into camps for 40 years, and now they have all this unrest. And then, you know, they're building the wall, and Diana's condemning the wall and saying that they shouldn't really have the wall. She said it will become just like the Berlin Wall. Well, because it puts more restriction on the Palestinian people. And, you know, she was very glad to see them vacate Gaza, and she commended Mr. Sharon because they left Gaza. And this is a message that was sent to the top levels of our government, asking that more work be done behind the scenes to help them vacate Gaza. So, you know, basically, Mr. Sharon did a great thing for his country in taking a step for peace forward. But then now Gaza, she says, is just a boiling point of Muslim extremist fanatics, and they're all in there, you know, doing all kinds of terrorist things, or possibly, you know, setting up terror things. And she wants the United States to assist Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, who is the new leader for the Palestinians, the PLO, and a moderate and a very good man of peace, I might add. And I have a very good vibration about him that he's going to bring this about. She's saying the sooner we get the Palestinian state, the sooner all the suicide bombs on Americans is going to end. The sooner all of this nonsense and rhetoric is going to die, because the rhetoric is false to begin with, but people listen to it because they're easily swayed. They get, you know, the people in the Muslim world get a totally different vantage point on the news every night. They see Americans as invaders, and they see us differently.
Right.
So until we can do something for them, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's a very difficult request, because President Carter was trying to create the peace accords, President Clinton, and all of these states understand that Israel and Palestine have a great need to have a world leader like the U.S. in there doing it for them, because they're such enemies. They don't have the maturity, believe it or not. And this is not a put down of any leader in Israel or Palestine. Both of them are very good leaders, but they can't come together without a negotiator that's from the U.S. So Mr. George Bush needs to get in there and get Condoleezza in there until it's solved. And if he really wants to prevent terror on U.S. soil, he needs to get the Palestinian state up and running, because that is going to end their grievance, and it's going to give justice to the people of Palestine who have suffered so greatly for so long. And it's going to give justice to Israel, because they've suffered so greatly with these terrible suicide bombs and extremist rhetoric that's ruining their country. So even Mr. Sharon is quite aware that this situation must be addressed. So I think it's a profound and awesome message from Diana and leave it to a great person like Princess Di, who did such great things in her life and understood the politics of people everywhere. You know, I mean, there is no other person that could be giving this kind of a message right now, really, when you think about it, Rochelle.
It's very, very interesting. And I agree, because she is very open and very dedicated.
Yes,
to the message. As I'm talking to you, I'm also thinking about the earth changes
mm-hmm.
and how this Palestinian nation must be formed. I just think it's kind of interesting that that is coinciding together,
mm-hmm.
the formation of a nation that must happen, as well as earth changes that are occurring at the same time. And I also think that it's very interesting because our actions that we need to take for ourselves are not only for the United States, but that we need to take on a global basis, that we need to
mm-hmm.
form that support to help global nations as well, must now occur. So what does she say that we can do? Oh, first off, let me back up. What is the connections? Because I know that in the book, and you have a former book as well, and you can mention that too, I'd like you to do that, about earth changes. But what is the timing about all this occurring now? What does she say about that?
Well, she has said very eloquently in the book and in a recent message just yesterday. I'll see if I can locate that.
Oh, that's cool.
Flipping through, because the connection, you're right on again with your questions, Rochelle. You are a wonderful psychic.
Oh, boy, thank you.
You know, I think we're really connecting nicely, and I appreciate the question.
I appreciate you.
The idea is that these earth changes, as she clarified it yesterday in her message to me, is that here are her words. Let me read in her voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have been made aware by our guides that there will be forthcoming world cataclysms such as the world has never seen, in the form of many coastal storms and in volcanic activity and earthquakes. Whether this is to be the great shift of prophecy or whether it can be mitigated with light and with love, that we don't know and can't say for sure. I do know this, that wars upset Mother Earth Gaia, and with war comes more need for cleansing, for when wars occur, then there are accumulated memories and thought forms which can haunt a place, and over time, this develops a kind of vortex. These vortexes must be cleaned out and made pure again, just as one cleans and dusts a room that has had occupants. It is my job, as an ascended master now, to ensure the future of the race by sending on my messages of light to uplift and counsel in the direction of world peace. Surely the new age is to be born, and it must have peace as a first cause to ensure a smoother transition to the higher dimensions. So I think to clarify what she's saying then is that you notice that a lot of the earth changes that she has warned about in both of my books, by the way, she cautioned about a tsunami before that happened last
mm-hmm.
year, and she was right on the money with that. She has said that, for instance, this recent tragedy that has occurred in Pakistan, Kashmir, has occurred, and all of this is happening because there is deep crustal shifting going on in the inner parts of our earth. And this is happening for scientific reasons, and also because the divine creator wishes to help the entire planet ascend. And Mother Earth Gaia has a tendency to let earthquakes and terrible tragedies occur in areas where there's an extreme amount of religious hatred. And that allows for the people to then come together over the tragedy and forget the religion. Isn't that brilliant?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is Mother Earth Gaia who's in charge of all of this. And Diana's just giving her insight into it. So I think the insight's brilliant. One other thing I want to mention, too, about earth changes, and I don't know if you noticed this, but when we were going through that terrible tragedy with Katrina,
mm-hmm.
and by the way, Diana asked everybody to give to the Red Cross and do so today, because the people in Kashmir and Pakistan are starving and freezing and they need more help. So let me just say that as an aside. But she said when Katrina struck, too, I noticed that it was like hitting a Gulf coastal area that was rich with oil. And I've heard from other guides that tell me that oil is directly linked into the wars on the planet, and oil is directly linked into, I feel, the earth changes, that these areas are being cleansed out oil refineries in particular were hard hit with Katrina. And as unfortunate as Katrina was, and I really feel for each and every of the victims, these things are going to occur on the coast. And Diana has said, she has spoken and said that if you live on a coast in America, you need to move inland. There's just nothing else you can do about it. It's going to continue. And she ties these earth changes in with the Palestinian state and with all these other changes because we're going to emerge as a new earth. And we're going to emerge as the new age, whether people like the idea or whether they don't like it, they're coming. The earth changes are coming. And the cleansings are earth changes related to where the wars have been the worst on the planet. And so therefore the most war, you know, trodden areas harbor this negative energy. And Mother Earth has to let these earth changes come in to cleanse it. In order to create peace among the people again. That's one way of doing it. I mean, but we have a choice. We can meditate and pray that some of these earth changes are not as severe and that we can go out and do what we can to give to the Red Cross and give when these things, you know, occur too, so that we begin to form a brotherhood of love all over the planet, because this is what needs to happen. We need to have a brotherhood, a sisterhood. We cannot continue with the way things are and let the status quo continue to lead us down the folly path of war. We have to stop it. And supposedly this is going to be a golden age of peace if we will do our part. But it's very important, Diana says, to do our part politically.
And that's exactly the same kind of messages that I've been getting as well. It's the outcome is going to be the same, regardless of the trajectory. If we have war, if we have activity, action for peace, the outcome is going to be independent sovereignty. And the earth changes allow us to see that we can become unified and create peace without borders. And we're at a time right now where we can't have borders.
I know.
Religious borders, governmental borders, arbitrary land borders. It's unnecessary.
And, you know, I think your book with JFK and his philosophy about getting rid of borders so many years ago, I mean, there was a light worker sent from God.
Yeah,
you know?
God bless him.
And he could have done so much more great if that tragedy hadn't occurred. And I commend you, by the way, on that great book.
Thank you.
It was a fascinating read. You're very brave to bring this information out. And
thank you.
I only surround you in light because I know there are people that would not want that out.
Well, it's out, and I really feel protected, and I feel it was a process, as you can well imagine, bringing out the information. But I got to the point where I realized that I was protected, I was going to be protected, and also through recognizing that this information needed to be out because we can't have secrets. As you know, psychologically, I'm losing my voice, that if we hide a secret and allow it to ferment, that psychologically causes illness for us, as well as all sorts of other different heavy emotions.
That is true too. And
that we need to face whatever circumstances in ourselves, as well as outside of ourselves, that have happened in our government. Look it square in the eye, not with blame or punishment, but with an acceptance that this is a fact, this is what happened, we need to look at what we're doing, take responsibility for what we're doing, and make choices that are responsible in terms of where we can go in terms of our own vibration. And I think that was the point of JFK. And Diana's point is to focus on the mission of peace, creating peace, continue that trajectory. That's what we can do.
And
focus,
enlightening and empowering everyone in the world to take
that's
their
right
steps.
That's exactly
and I think
right.
When you see, you know, the unpopularity of Mr. Bush in Latin, you know, South America this weekend, I don't know if they're rebelling so much against him as they're rebelling against the war in Iraq. This is just not popular with people in the world. And I completely agree with their stance. I mean, not that I'm a demonstrator, I've never demonstrated, but I also think that every person must find within themselves something positive to do for peace.
That's right.
And that's exactly what Diana's asking. But in the future, I don't think we're going to have nations and borders. I think we're going to be in a world federation of some kind
that'll
echo the resiliency of the United States, and I think it'll be a true United Nations, not the false one that's up there right now. And I think all these institutions need to be reformed, and I mm-hmm. think the reason that so many of these dark secrets, like what you're exposing in your book, and partly also about Diana, that holds the captivity of the world audience, still, you know, still very interested in Diana because no one seems to know what really happened. She mm-hmm. tells me all of that will out in time. Mm-hmm. But she says the world is not ready for all of it right now. And so it has to be a graduated knowing until in time it's known fully. And again, that's not my particular forte because I don't have all the facts on what happened with that. But the other two channels do. And the other channel, by the way, I meant to mention is Rose Campbell, who has a lovely website called Connecting to Diana.
And we just have about 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been very interesting. Are you in the process of writing another book?
Oh, yes, more or less. I basically just do a weekly channeled message with Diana, and I don't know if there will be a third book. I've had one major publisher look into my book, and I'm waiting to hear from them, and it's possible that maybe Rose Campbell and I would, at some point, we were asked to do a concerted message. It's possible that we might try and do that in the future. That, in other words, that would eliminate doubt from the public's mind, the general doubting public, as it were.
Well, that would be very interesting. If you're both willing to come on, I'll have you on again if you'd like.
Well, I think that Rose would probably appreciate the opportunity, and I had mentioned your work to her, and she has also channeled JFK, by the way.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and so she has some information from him, but she's lost it in the computer, and she's still trying to find it. So, but it was something about his little girl. But anyway, they're a great family, and I was really also very honored recently to hear from JFK Jr., you know, and they were just some greats, and I'm really sorry that both are on the other side because they could have done such great work if been allowed to continue, you know.
Well, here they are continuing now, and
maybe
that is the whole point, too, because as you're talking, this idea is coming in with energy along with it. It's because, let me just get this point in, it's because they are on the other side imparting this information that allows us to get more in touch with our own knowing and our own unique ability to be in touch with Source. So it acts, their messages, both Diana's, JFK's, JFK Jr.'s, their messages act to open up the media and the public sphere to people becoming more open to channeling ability, and therefore it echoes back in terms of their own self and their own knowing to become more open in terms of themselves. So I think it actually, God bless them and God bless their choice to be on the other side, but I think that they're acting in service in a much stronger way in spirit right now than they ever could on Earth.
Well, I definitely feel that they're guiding this earth to peace. I definitely
mm-hmm.
know Diana is doing that, and I know that John Jr. is writing a monthly article with another friend I channel with, who is Bob Murray, and I'll send you some of that information. His work is very wonderful, too.
Okay.
Also happens to channel Diana and JFK and JFK Jr.
Very cool. Okay, can you give your website again, information?
Certainly. Diana Speaks to the World, it's with the Angel Fire Network, so you go www.angelfire.com/mb2/small_Diana_speaks, and it's called Diana Speaks to the World. If you just type that into a web search engine, you should get it. With Love from Diana is the title by Marsha McMahon, also available on Amazon, but I'm not sure, you know, exactly about Amazon right now. There's been a change of something there, and they haven't been communicating too well with me. So if you want the book, it's on the website. But, you know, it's just been great talking with you.
Well, it's been great having you on, and thank you so much.
Well,
thank you
for bringing this out, too.
It's you're
very
welcome.
What we're both bringing out to the world is very important. And your point about people getting more in touch with their own intuitive abilities, it's a very point well taken, because that's what people need to reference when they decide whether something's true or not. They have
That's
to
right.
with their own inner knowing, not
That's
what
correct.
The media says.
And we got to run. But thank you, audience. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. And I appreciate all of you. And we love you.
You.
God bless you. Thank
God
you
bless
all.
You. Thank you so much for the interview. It was a pleasure. Bye now.
Bye-bye now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, OgginService.com production, and A Service to Others Endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on journey.